The first tale is a combination of Dode's introduction, called The Windmill as I First Knew It, leading into The Beaucaire Stagecoach.
On the road that runs from Arles to the quarries of Fontvieille, past the Mont de Corde and the Abbey of Montmajour, there arises, above and a little to the right of a large village, a small hill crowned with green pines. High up there, the sails of the windmills are forever turning. Down below nestles a large white house, the manor house of Montmajour, a strange old dwelling, which starts as a chateau, with its flights of steps, its terrace colonnaded in the Italian style, and which finishes with farmhouse walls, perches for peacocks, vines over the doorway, and a sheepfold next to a field of slender almond trees, whose pink blossoms are too quickly scattered by the winds of March. An old Provençal family lived there 20 years ago, no less unusual and charming than their dwelling. The mother, very old but still erect under the widow's bonnets she always wore, managed alone this considerable domain of olive groves, wheat fields, vineyards, mulberry plantations. With her, her 4 sons, known by the professions they had followed or were still following, the mayor, the consul, the notary, and the advocate. After the death of their father, all 4 had rallied round the old woman, united in their exclusive love of her whom they called their chère maman. So many times.